Hey, over here. Ta-da! Here I am. Thanks for waiting for me after school. I wanted you to see my new look. Tell me, what do you think about my new style? Is this a Halloween costume? No, silly. This is my new look. No, I'm not trying to dress like a vampire. Can you not tell? I decided to be a goth. Cool, huh? Okay, so I've always had the personality of a goth, and I decided, well, why not just simply go all the way? Give me some more time and I'll be acting like everything in the world sucks. And black isn't a dark enough color. Oh, wait. I'm already kind of like that as it is. Yes, I'm aware that black isn't a color. It's a shade. But you know what I mean. The goth trend looks so intriguing. I was sort of tired of that. Quiet but cute girl. I want to be that enchantingly dark and mysterious kind of girl. What do you mean? Are you sure this style is for you? Of course I'm sure. When have I not been certain of something? What? The scene look? That was just a phase. This I'm certain about. You'll see. I am going to be the best goth ever. How did I become interested in becoming a goth? Well, I watched that movie. The one with the Egyptian vampire lady. Queen of the... something. Anyway, I like the things that everyone wore in that movie. And I decided, why not emulate it? I know they were vampires, but that doesn't mean we goths are vampires. Jeez, I thought I already explained this to you? Well, yes, I've only been a goth since yesterday. But mentally one my whole life. So, I think I'll catch on to the lifestyle really easily. Thank you very much. Anyway... You are one of my best friends. You should be supportive of me. Now for the other reason I wanted you to meet up with me. I want you to go with me to the mall. They have this new store called Cold Topic. They sell gothic clothing and accessories, and I need help on deciding what clothes to get. So will you please go with me? Yes. I mean... Whatever, let's go. The mall isn't as crowded as I thought it would be. Thank goodness. I can't stand crowded areas. Was that your stomach? Did you skip lunch again? Jeez, I know graduation is soon. And you want extra study time, but you still need to eat. I have a good idea. Let's grab something to eat from the food pavilion. I could go with some Asian food right about now. How about you? Pizza? Again? Really, you need more in your diet besides pizza every day. Or nearly every day. On the days you're not filling up on junk food, that is. I'm just teasing you. Anyway, go get your stupid pizza while I stand in the line here. Oh, sorry, it took so long. I got sidetracked on the way back. I saw a store that caught my interest, so I figured why not. So I went in there, and... well, they didn't have what I wanted, but... at least I got this cute pair of panties, huh? Made you blush. And something that I didn't notice they had in this mall. A whole grocery store. So I went in there and checked out what they had. But unfortunately, so many of their shelves were empty. Inflation and food shortages really seem to be hitting everywhere, even the malls, huh? Speaking of shortages, apparently there's this baby formula shortage. It's just one thing after the other. But, I kind of find it funny though. You know Bill Gates, right? I told you about him a few times before. It seems like this dude has a hand in almost all of the world's crises, and benefits off of it too. So, he just lately, well, coincidentally, becomes the largest investor in lab-produced baby formula. Ever heard of BioMilk? Check it out. Apparently, that's their new replacement for the regular baby formula. Go figure. They always want to replace regular stuff with GMO shit. First Beyond Meat. Now we have Beyond Formula. What next? Beyond Water? Beyond Air? Honestly, overall, I think this is a really good time to stock up on food and stuff. You never can tell what could happen in the near future. I personally always wanted to be a mom. But, looking at the current times, I sometimes question that. Well, of course I wanted to be with someone special. What, do you think I'm some slut that'll just do it with anyone? I just wish I had someone with a taste for more goth women. I mean, most people are kind of creeped out by my quietness and mysteriousness. You're really the only one who's actually worth talking to and carrying on a conversation with. Who's not intimidated by my mysteriousness, nor my more outside-the-box views of the world. So, you're kind of cool. Oh, and I forgot to mention, thanks for finding us a private table. Oh, me? I got the orange chicken special, served with white rice and mixed veggies. And I see you got your large pepperoni pizza slice. Goodness, that thing is huge. Are you seriously going to eat all of that? Okay. But you probably won't be able to shit for a week with all that cheese. This is so good. How's the pizza? As if I have to ask. Yep, just what I knew you'd say. Come on, we've been friends since middle school. I know everything that you'll say before you say it. Oh, my makeup took about an extra hour this morning. But I think it was quite worth it, don't you? You really think that it looks good? I was kind of nervous with it being my first time using this kind of makeup. I guess that I do sort of resemble a vampire, don't I? Oh well. Luckily for you, I wouldn't be the blood-sucking kind. Though, I don't know if you'd like that sort of thing. Although, if I wanted to be the sparkly kind, then I guess that pink store over there. But seriously, I'm so excited to get over to Cold Topic. Are you finished with your meal? Cool. I'll pack mine up and save it for dinner. Come on. Let's head to the golf store. Ah, I love the smells in this place. Smells like some sort of perfume mixed with the smell of lever and... cinnamon? Oh yeah, that cinnamon roll place is right next door. We should get a couple before we leave. But right now it's time for me to pick out some clothes. If you see anything that you think I should try on, grab it please. I'm a size small, of course. Oh, this is cute. Oh, and so is this. Oh, and this one. Oh my god, look at all of this. Isn't it adorable? You wouldn't call it adorable. But just look at all the tiny skulls over it. Ugh, typical guys not knowing anything about clothes. That's sexist. Okay, then show me what you picked out. That's it? Just that one shirt? I expected a few more clothes than this. You don't find any of these clothes cute? Oh, what do you know? You only shop at Pac Moon. I guess this haul should do. Oh, but I need to find a belt to go with some of these. Oh, and of course these shoes. We will not be here all day, of course, I promise you. Besides, you were the one who said you would come with me. Now, where are the belts? Oh, I love this belt. These shoes are really cute. Okay, I think that all of this should be enough for now. Now you wait here while I go back into the changing room to try all of these outfits on. I don't know about this outfit. I mean, I like the shoes, but the rest of it looks too Victorian era. What do you think? You think so too? Okay, time for the next outfit. Here's the cute skull one with ripped leggings. How do I look? You like the leggings on me, but still not a fan of the skull one? Well, I agree on the leggings. I still think the skulls are cute, though. So, I'm getting them anyway. Just wait right here. I have a couple more to try. Owen, don't give me that look. I won't be that long. Be patient. The shirt and the pants. I like. And this corset look cute, but how the hell do people breathe in these things? Goodness. Yeah, this is way too painful. I'll be right back. Well, at least I can breathe in this one. The top really complements my bust, and I love these fishnet stockings. Tell me what you're... Hey, why are you looking away from me? Does it look bad? No? Then why can't you look directly at me? Are you blushing? Yes, you are. You're turning red. So I assume that means you think I look pretty good in this outfit, which means that you find me attractive, don't you? You've never looked at mere activist wear on me before, so why now? You never tried looking at me that way. And now that you've seen me in this, you can't help but think that I'm... that I'm beautiful? Sorry, I don't mean to make you blush so much, but I... This outfit is good. I'm gonna go pay for this and then we can get some cinnamon rolls. No, I'm not avoiding the subject. I just don't think this is the best place to discuss this. So, I'm gonna go check out. $284? Whoa, being goth does cost a lot of money. That shirt alone costs $84.99. Well, I guess I won't be eating lunch much this week. Hey, what are you doing? Why did you just hand the cashier a $100 bill? You want to pay for some of it? But that's too much. You shouldn't lend me that. It's a gift. And it would be rude to refuse a gift. Oh, fine. And thank you. Oh yeah, here's the rest of the amount. Thanks for shopping with us. Please come back. I'd have to get a much better job in order to even afford that shit next time. Thanks again for what you did. You really didn't have to do that. You wanted to? Well, that was very sweet. Speaking of sweet, these cinnamon rolls are so delicious. By the way, thank you for giving me a lift home, and for coming with me today, and for what you did for me about earlier. That was a new thing for us, wasn't it? I'm not sure what any of this means. I mean, yes, I find you attractive too, but I don't want to ruin what we already have, you know? And I don't know what I would do if anything happened and then it wouldn't work out and then we wouldn't want to be around each other anymore. I really like having you in my life. Well, yeah, I'll think about it. I better head on inside. It's getting late and I haven't had dinner, so I guess I'll see you tomorrow. And my bag? Oh yeah, my bag of clothes. Sort of slipped my mind. You know, I think I should look for some spiked bracelets to go with my outfits. You would like to go to the mall with me again sometime? As a date? Oh, well, we'll see. Just give me some time to think things over, okay? Thanks again. Wait. What the hell did you just say? Did you just say what I thought you said? Wait. Did you actually just say that you loved me? Well, I really don't know what to say. You think that I'm beautiful and attractive and a delight to hang around with? Say it again. Say that I'm beautiful again. Oh wow, you really adjusted quick to that kiss, didn't you? I think you're really handsome and a good kisser. Just like I said before, I found you really attractive. And I have for years. It's just funny that right now we both have the guts to admit this to each other, huh? Honestly, I would invite you in to have a sleepover. And maybe show you how I look in these panties. But my parents are home today. Though, my parents are due for a work trip next week, so I'll have the house all to myself, if you want to come over, that is. So instead of going to the mall, you can just meet me here. We can do something very special together, you know? But until then, I'll see you tomorrow at school. Until then...